Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I don't think there's anyone better. That's the reality of how I see it. 3 months ago, I was a tactical genius and performing to a good level. And we lost a couple of games, some important games, and now you're not so good. But that is football. That's what will happen. People will speculate.
So a reaction from the Wembley low, most definitely needed. You'd hope Liverpool come out fighting from the word go against West Brom, especially with hopes of top four still alive. Very slim, yes, but alive. 7 points off Manchester City with a game in hand. A huge ask, but not yet impossible. Warm welcome to Bradley Orr alongside me in the Radio City commentary box. Bradley, we mentioned it before, we want to see something as soon as that whistle blows.
Oh, of course, they've got to come out the traps absolutely flying and put a real positive start on the table and take it from there.
Hopefully red will be better for Liverpool today than the yellow they wore last week. But Liverpool with the ball through Dejan Lovren. He's still got plenty of settling in to do in the Liverpool shirt, but he's the left of the back three. We'll go through the lineup in a moment. Here's Philip Coutinho delving into the West Brom half. Plays it square left to Ibe, about 15 yards in there. Balotelli's dropped back. He slips initially, gets back on his feet, goes to ground again under Craig Gardner's challenge and gets the referee's decision, Roger East.
Good start so far. They've kept the ball well. Great ball there.
Lovely from Gerrard. Winged one out to the right-hand side. Unfortunately, Jordan Ibe couldn't take his past his man. Chris Brunt digs it out towards the halfway line, but only to be picked up by Emre Can, who's quite high up the pitch as well. So Liverpool camping out in the West Brom half. Coutinho, midway in that West Brom half. Finds Ibe over on the right wing. He drives his way in towards the penalty area. Past Chris Brunt. Low ball into the edge of the six-yard box. Deflected out off Claudio Jakob. And only for Steven Gerrard to get it again. Liverpool showing intent straight away and now having to drive the ball backwards. So Liverpool's 11. There's three changes from the start at Wembley. Moreno, Markovic, Allen not involved in the 11. Mignolet in goal. Defence, Emre Can, Martin Skrtel, Dejan Lovren. Right-sided wing-back, Jordan Ibe. Left-hand side is Glenn Johnson. Henderson and Gerrard sit in the middle of the park. And then you've got Sterling on the left-hand side of Mario Balotelli up top. And Philip Coutinho, well, sort of drifting wherever he wants to. He's got every right to. He's that good.
Yeah, and he's seen a lot of the ball so far in the opening minutes. This is an interesting matchup, though. Ibe against Chris Brunt, who's not a natural left back, and it's interesting there. The first time I've got the ball, the first thing he's done is got right at Chris Brunt, and he's got round the outside of him, got a nice ball in the box that got cut out. So that'll be an interesting matchup today, that one.
Yeah, I presume you played against Chris Brunt a few times. That isn't his position, is it, at all?
No, he's a left winger, left midfielder, and one that's not very quick, but got a lovely left foot. So to see him playing that left back as a bit of a makeshift today. Jordan Ibe, his eyes probably lit up when he's seen that. He'd probably try and get at him at every opportunity.
And here's a shot from West Brom into the box. Early opportunity. It goes right past the chest of Anichebe. And then on the far side of the penalty area as well. Another opportunity goes begging as Gareth McCauley can't turn it in either.
Dangerous, that one, Steve. He's flashed one right across the face of the box. I think he was offside, but
wasn't he?
Dangerous, nevertheless.
McCauley was the one who just stepped a yard in front. Little flick by Anichebe, never paid off for him. Now that's better from Balotelli. Wins the ball back off Jakob. Gives Sterling the chance to break forward. 20 yards from goal. Helps it into Balotelli, who strikes it. But all of a sudden, the West Brom player had got back in front of him. The centre-half had covered the area. I think that was Gareth McCauley. And the ball breaks out to Coutinho on the left wing. Gives to Johnson. Johnson's passes wrong side of the West Brom player on the edge of his box, Martin Skrtel. Balotelli occupies the most central role up front. He's the pivot. They've got the pace of Ibe and Sterling on the right and left flank. Here's Henderson trying to curl one round the side of Dawson and bring in Sterling from the left-hand side, and just came off the foot of Dawson and out for a corner kick. I mean, I don't suppose he had much of a choice, did he?
No, great ball, unlucky. And to be fair, he'd done pretty well there, Dawson. Anything in behind him, he was in trouble. So to get something on it, he's done well.
So another corner, second of the game for Liverpool from this left corner. Placed by Philip Coutinho. So he's taking responsibility this time into the box, headed away by Julian Lescott, the organiser, towards the halfway line. Emre Can stops it. Wraps one out to Jordan Ibe. Keeps the pressure high. Ibe's ball into great the box. Ball. This time the header away again. Put back in by Lovren and right across the edge of the six-yard box. And Balotelli looked motionless for a second. It was one of those ones where he almost knew it was coming but couldn't do anything with his body to make the difference.
That's where he's got to be alive, though, Steve, on his toes to expect a mistake. He just seemed flat on his heels, Balotelli.
Well, he does. I'm watching the replay and he doesn't move. He's not offside either.
That's what I'm saying, that's half a chance. You know, just switch on, especially in the box, that's your bread and butter.
Head of forward by West Brom, it'll drop near Glenn Johnson. He's had it robbed from him by Berahino. That was all too easy, and thankfully for Liverpool, Berahino made a mistake, and the ball ricocheted off his left knee, ran too far ahead of him and went out behind Mignolet's goal, but Johnson shouldn't be getting caught like that in that position.
I tell you what, he's got away with one there. Only for Berahino's poor control, he's in on goal, and just a lapse of concentration from Johnson, which, you know, shouldn't happen. He was never in doubt.
Gerrard square over to the right side. Emre Can trying to push everyone further forward to Coutinho. Now Sterling. Ball's come out to Balotelli.
What's he doing there?
Dragged himself wide left. Get probably yourself, no use to the side there.
Just get Sterling, yourself in though, the box and
edge
dangerous
of the box. Here comes Henderson arriving. Can he make something from here? Johnson might try to roll it into someone else's path. Comes back out to Balotelli. Edge of the penalty area. Liverpool camping out on the edge of the West Brom box. Oh. And Balotelli goes down just outside the penalty area. Goes over Berahino's legs. And most definitely a free kick for Liverpool. Very close to the 18-yard line.
Yeah, dangerous position this. Great position to be fair. I think it's tailor-made for Coutinho. Having said that, looks like Gerrard placing the ball down and fancies it. But just before that, Steve, Balotelli standing right out on the left wing. What, you know, go in the box, get yourself dangerous and go and spearhead Liverpool's attack and make people play off. Yeah, he's standing out on the left wing doing nothing.
Well, you wonder how he gets dragged out there. This West Brom wall being sucked back further and further towards the six-yard line. Now Steven Gerrard is taking responsibility for this, with Jordan Henderson trying to offer him some advice in his decision. Left corner, right corner, Gerrard takes it, goes up, goes down and just over the top of the crossbar. And sometimes the saying is it's too close to the white line, is it?
Oh, it was unlucky, wasn't it?
Is it hard to get it up and down from that sort of distance?
Yeah, I mean, if it was a further 2 or 3 yards out, that's a goal. But to get it up and down is very difficult. But he had a great attempt at doing so.
Here's Coutinho, a long way out, going for goal from the halfway line. It would have counted, and the keeper was way out of his penalty area. And Boaz Myhill very lucky to escape. And for a player of Coutinho's quality, just snatched at that one. Myhill came out to the edge of his box to clear a loose ball. It fell straight to Coutinho. And he, as soon as he kicked it, he turned away, almost in disgust with himself for not getting that on target.
First and foremost, great piece of vision to see him well off his line. But you would expect someone of Coutinho's quality to execute it a little bit better. But, you know, he's seen it, it was unlucky.
Coutinho now could do something from here. He's central, looking to put the ball round the side of the man towards Sterling. The eventual shot comes in from Mario Balotelli. Just thumped one first time, almost without thinking, and it went over the top of the crossbar. But that all stemmed from a run from Coutinho right through the centre of the park. And he played what looked like a lovely dinked ball that was almost about to bring Jordan Ibe into things.
Yeah, great ball. But again, got lucky, Liverpool. Last-ditch sliding pass from Gerrard, where it could easily have been cut out. Great effort from Balotelli, snapshot, just a little bit over the bar, but at least it's an effort on goal.
Now it's going to be a free kick for Liverpool, though. We'll take anything.
Looks like Balotelli could have a goal, yeah. 45 yards out.
Well, Stephen's surely got to be stronger in the influence. Oh, it will be Mario, right-footed, goes for goal. It didn't even get virtually past the 18-yard line, and Lescott then kicked it away. Drops back down to Skirtle now, left side of the penalty area. Skirtle turns, throws a low ball in. Jakob volleys with the clearance. Skirtle then dives again with a header forward, and it bounces out towards Anichebe on the right-hand side. Referee blows his whistle for half-time, and you wonder what the point of that free kick was. You're one chance before the end of the first half. You've got men that, like Skirtle. Let your captain deal with that.
Oh, just frustrating, isn't it? I mean, 45 yards out, and he's killed about four worms there with that free kick. Just bobbled four times before it even got to the 18-yard box.
Bradley, the positives, Liverpool have had a lot of possession. The perhaps the negatives, you want to look at it that way. But there's no killer instinct there, is there? Or there's no final pass to make something happen?
No, well, there's no urgency, no end product. It's been a poor half, to be fair. It's quite a flat, stale game, and Liverpool need to utilise the pace they've got and use it against the weaknesses in West Brom's lack of pace, and they just don't seem to be doing that. They're playing the game in the middle third, and yet they're dominating possession, which is all well and good, but they need to go and penetrate West Brom and punish them. There's been no end product and no urgency for me. It's been flat.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back to the Hawthorns. Players just re-emerging for the second half. And let's see if there's any changes made by either of the two teams. The Emre Can stands on the sideline at the moment, just spraying his head with some water from a bottle, throws that water bottle back down. The Liverpool 11 back out there. Mignolet in goal. It's Can, Skirtle and Lovren, the back three. The midfield, Ibe right wing back, Johnson left wing back, Henderson, Gerrard in the centre, Coutinho, Sterling, and now Balotelli, who starts rather ironically from a right wing position, and then he runs into the centre.
Just about made it on the pitch there, didn't he? Before he literally come
incredible.
On a second before the kickoff.
You should get fined for that, shouldn't you, Bradley? If you're not ready and on the pitch.
Oh,
goodness me! It's not great. It certainly isn't great. There's not much we could sort of celebrate about what Liverpool have done in the first half. And I think maybe we had a brief chat, myself and Bradley, at half-time. I think perhaps the reaction we wanted from the Wembley low hasn't quite materialised. So that will maybe have questions asked about it afterwards. But it doesn't mean Liverpool can't win this one. Skirtle back to Lovren, who's the last man back for Liverpool. He's on the halfway line. Shows how far forward they're now trying to position themselves. It's up to Johnson, edge of the penalty area. Raheem Sterling joins the party. Low ball into Balotelli. Oh. Turns and shoots, comes out to Coutinho. Coutinho, saved by the keeper. Oh. Henderson can't follow it in yet.
What
it's away
save.
By Lescott. And then further cleared towards the halfway line by Craig Dawson.
There was a
massive save in the middle of all that.
Oh, it's got to be a goal, though, Steve.
Back
Credit
comes Raheem
to
Sterling. Pressure's high by Liverpool at this moment. Low ball in, which Jakob heads away. It was an unbelievable outstretched arm to the right by Boaz Myhill.
It's a double save, wasn't it, from him?
Coutinho chips it in, Myhill now catches it. Let's reflect on that. You've got to score in those moments.
He's got to score. He's 4 or 5 yards out with just a goal to beat, and he's come short. It's got to be a goal. Credit to Myhill, oh, what a save.
Kicked out to the halfway line. That's disrupted Emre Can's hair as that ball flicks backwards towards Skirtle. Ends up near this wide line. West Brom win it back. Down the left side goes Chris Brunt. Ibe tracks him. Brunt with possession. Now Can doubles up. Brunt gets across him from the left side. Far post towards Gardner. He's hit it in the side netting. Oh my word. Well, they haven't had many chances this afternoon, West Brom. But that was almost a perfect cross from the left wing from Brunt, who was hemmed in. But somehow he found a ball which raked its way across the Liverpool penalty area, and Gardner caught it flush on the right-footed volley into the side netting.
Oh, well, the game's just come to life the last 90 seconds. Glenn Johnson was daydreaming there. The cross is coming in and he's just ball-watching. Craig Gardner's come round the back and caught him out there, and unlucky with his effort. But the game's come to life a little bit, Steve, the last 90 seconds, which was massively needed anyway.
It's Henderson. Middle of the West Brom half, gives to Sterling on the right wing. Sterling tries to approach, gets stuck into Henderson, out towards Coutinho, the shot's deflected. Deflects into the hands of Boaz Myhill. 1-2 by great Liverpool. Ibe gets into the box. Great run by Ibe. Oh, he's hit the crossbar. Left footed. What a wonderful run. The finish wasn't bad either. Cross comes in from Liverpool, headed away. Steven Gerrard will find this. Sends it back out to Sterling on the right wing. Probes into the box. Henderson tries to chip it back for him, but a header by Jakob clears the ball again. Now it's Chan's turn to cross in towards Balotelli. And Balotelli fouls his man, McCauley, right near the penalty spot. Well, Jordan Ibe, you could take a bow for that, because the sheer pace, the intelligence of the 1-2 with Balotelli, the way he got into the box and struck it, quality.
Oh, great run, great piece of play from Jordan Ibe, great 1-2 off Balotelli. I'm so unlucky with the shot just off the crossbar there, but great piece of play, so positive.
McManaman is on as they try and change things around. Berahino, clearly the man with the pace and the energy, and he's on the ball now. And he looks over to the right wing, plays it low, and Johnson trying to keep things at bay here. Ball across the Liverpool box, it might drop for West Brom. Oh, it's made up alive by Dejan Lovren. It was very close to James Morrison, putting West Brom in front. They've thumped one forward again. Morrison's still down in the penalty area. Oh, Dejan Lovren, crucial at that moment in time. Absolutely on the rack, Liverpool were. West Brom had just made the substitution. Berahino put a ball out to the right wing. It crossed in low. Skirtle didn't deal with the low ball in well. And Morrison very nearly diverted it in.
Oh, it was unlucky. It was brave, Edda. Great piece of play from McManaman. It was only just come on. Positive, getting at Johnson. Great ball into the box, which Skirtle didn't deal with. And a very brave Edda from Morrison, who's getting treated as we speak.
Yeah, good defending
from
there.
From Lovren there, Steve, as well, just clearing one off the line, just sensing danger, and fortunate for Liverpool there, got away with one.
Gerrard 1-2 with Henderson, then Gerrard again, won't go for it himself. Chan can't decide. Now he plays the pass to Sterling, right in the box, gives to Gerrard. That ball into the penalty area, stopped on the line for a moment. I thought Boaz Myhill was going to be caught flat-footed and that ball might have drifted over him, but maybe he was just being cool.
Yeah, the bounce was kind to him there a little bit. Good little bit of build-up play from Liverpool, and not a bad ball in, but the deflection was kind to Mayo.
Oh no, that was good from Glenn Johnson. He's won it off his man Dawson, and then tried to drive towards the penalty area even further and forces the corner. Well, Dawson looked like he'd made a catastrophic mistake then for West Brom.
Yeah, great little interception from Glenn Johnson. Just again, the end product wasn't there, but a little bit better from Liverpool.
Well, those Liverpool fans behind the goal willing the ball to go in. Corner taken by Coutinho, through to Lovren, but it skipped up onto his head and he glanced a header over the top of the crossbar. He couldn't have done much better with that. It was fell awkwardly to him. Came really quick, lifted his head up and it flicked over the bar. Another goal at St James's Park. And Swansea now lead 3-1, Newcastle 1, Swansea 3. Newcastle scored first in the game. We've got the double substitution being made, and Jordan Ibe is the first Liverpool player to be taken off, and Mario Balotelli, unsurprisingly, will be the second. Lallana and Fabio Barini come on to try and save the day for Liverpool. Balotelli jogging off slowly. Now he gets to the line. Barini comes on. Brendan Rodgers pats the two of them on the back. Ibe, not at his most influential day. Balotelli, well, questions should be asked. Goalless still. It is 0-0 still. And it still feels a little bit frustrating. The second half's been much, much better to watch in terms of entertainment. But still no goal for Liverpool. Now the white boots of Adam Lallana receive it on the left side of the West Brom penalty area. He shapes to get past Gardner, then rolls it behind him for Glenn Johnson. Johnson to Coutinho. Coutinho, space for a second to shoot, then dribbled it into the penalty area. Still with Coutinho, trying to find his way through. Breaks back for Lallana, prods it for Gerrard, goes for goal, and into the path of Boaz Myhill, who saves it right down the middle.
Yeah, bit better from Liverpool again, Steve. Coutinho on a little mazy run. Lallana spotted Gerrard at the edge of the box, and wasn't a bad effort from Gerrard. He took it well, Myhill there. Oh!
I was looking at the screen. I didn't even see that. What?
Wow.
Hit it against?
Boaz Myhill's got the ball in his hands and he's about to take a goal kick and he's he's done them one of them like sidewinder volleys and just hit it right at Berini. Unfortunately for him, the ball's bounced right back to him. We've seen some of them go in.
Ball rolled forward by Henderson, chipped in the box by Lallana. Drops to the edge of the area where Jakob gets a clearance header. Morrison tried to help it on but didn't get distance. Then Fletcher trying to back into the ball. Won by Coutinho, tries to lob the keeper.
What and an nearly, effort that was.
Nearly by Philippe Coutinho. He gets a pat on the head by Jordan Henderson. He's got such a quick-thinking brain and he almost caught Boaz Myhill unawares.
Well, that was straight out of the Coutinho textbook, that one. Great effort, dip and volley, and so unlucky. Just a yard over, but great vision from Coutinho.
7-4, this is the change for West Brom as Morrison's replaced by Chris Baird. If you had to look at our best moments today, you look at those little runs that Coutinho makes where he's pulling the defenders on the back foot, don't you?
Yeah, but you just need to get him on the ball more because he's got that touch of genius and he glides past people and opens doors. But today he just hasn't been on the ball enough, and when he has, he's been good.
There's Henderson breaking with the ball. He got confused with Berini, both left it. West Brom then come away with it. Passed over to McManaman on the left wing. Tony Pulis is bawling in his ear as McManaman makes the run down the left-hand side. Gets around the back of Chan, beating him for pace, crosses into the box. It's there for Gardner. Tries to volley it on the overhead kick and is caught by Simon Mignolet.
What's up here? Someone injured? Mignolet just threw the ball right out.
I'm looking around the pitch.
Stephen
in the very centre of the field. Is he OK? Just having a chat with the referee. Play stopped for a second.
A little bit of confusion there between Henderson and Berini, which led to the attack from West Brom. And just looking at them there, they're both having a little go, a little pop at each other. But McManaman again, looking lively, takes Emre Can on the outside and gets a nice cross into the box. He's done well so far since he's come on, McManaman.
Now long clearance by Can to the halfway line. Shepherded down with a header from Jakob. Forward by Lescott for Brown Adeyi. Getting up in the air is Can. Got the ball first time, then fell over. It's made room for McManaman. McManaman into the Liverpool penalty area. Still McManaman saved on the near side post by Simon Mignolet.
Great save, Steve, by Mignolet. But once again, McManaman causing all kinds of problems. He's just unskirtled a kipper there, and Mignolet to the rescue. Great save.
That was brilliant by McManaman.
He's done really well, hasn't he? Yeah, he's been such a threat since he's come on. Been pace. Really positive.
Really got the bit between his teeth there. Took Skirtle out of things in the penalty area.
Just before it, Emre Can was wanting a foul. I'm not too sure. I just think he got out-muscled there, but...
Corner kick, left side of the Liverpool penalty area for West Brom. Tony Pulis, a bundle of energy and excitement down there.
He's going nuts there.
He's willing it in. Ball into penalty area, punched by Mignolet. He's proper entertainment, is Tony Pulis. The ball comes out far side. Brown Adeyi then sends back to Jakob. Jakob, left-footed, drills one across the field again. Controlled by Gardner on his chest. Ball into the box, which Skirtle heads backwards rather awkwardly. Turned away by Lovren.
He slipped there, Skirtle, didn't he? And just caught the header in time. Oh!
Comes through now. McManaman is inside the penalty area. He's tried to go round the right side of Chan. He's showing determination. He's just about survived that challenge. Comes back out to Brunt, flicks one down the line. Chan calm with his pass in towards Henderson. Just a point, and a point's not good enough at this stage for Liverpool. They now sit in fifth, 6 points behind Manchester City. And this day at the Hawthorns could be the one that entirely rules out the top four challenge. If there was hope before today, it's probably been banished by a 0-0 scoreline. The truth of the story, Liverpool not good enough, far from it in the first 45. A flat first half of the game. They showed more in the second half, but they still miss goals, and goals win games. It finished West Brom 0, Liverpool 0. Bradley Orr.
I think you've just summed it up great there, Steve. I think the first half was really poor and flat. They had a little bit more of a goal second half, Liverpool, and created a couple of good chances. I was unlucky in the bar, but if we're being honest, it wasn't good enough, and West Brom deserved a point. And I think Tony Pulis will be the happier of the two managers there coming off, because his side put a shift in. You know what you're going to get from a Tony Pulis team, a well-organised side who will put a shift in, and that's what they've done without being ambitious at all in the game. It was as if they set up for a point, and a job well done. And again, not enough from Liverpool. Lack guile, I don't know, energy. It was just flat, and the game just fizzled out, I suppose.
You expect Liverpool to be at a different level. You do every time you turn up to watch them. I think particularly after what we saw at Wembley, it was hard to watch that first half, but they're struggling in the final third of the pitch. They've got the wonderful player in Philippe Coutinho, but just not quite creating enough clear-cut chances.
No, I mean, Coutinho, when he's on the ball, is great, but to be fair to him, you need movement ahead of you, and there was not much movement at all today from the Liverpool front line. Very static. Balotelli spent the majority of the time on the left or the right wing or the left-back position. Wasn't a threat at all. His positional play was poor as a centre-forward, so there wasn't much ahead of Coutinho to create. A lot of it was made himself by running at the West Brom defence and creating his own little opening, so he hasn't got much to hit. And that was the story of the day for Liverpool. We were static, you know, quite lethargic, no urgency whatsoever, and you know, a well-deserved point from West Brom's point of view, I would say.
Post-match.
Throughout the course of the game, I felt that our intent in the game was to win. And but it's been an issue for us all season, really, and it's understandable. I think if you take the 52 goals out of your team, then of course it's very hard to replace that. So, but the level of our game was much better today. I was pleased with how we played. You know, we're much more controlled in our possession, and our want for the ball was greater. And as I said, only through good defending that we're not able to score.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 600 60.